The family of missing Abbotsford man Wesley Bossman issued a plea on Friday, April 26, urging the public to keep an eye out for him and for anyone with information to come forward. Wesley's dad, Randy, spoke during a press conference at the Abbotsford Police Department, APD, saying that his son's disappearance is completely out of character. He said Wesley, 27, has a very good demeanor, and has always been a great kid. He lives with his parents, brother and sister, works at the Esso gas station on Wacom Road, and enjoys playing online games. This, him disappearing, has never happened. If he's going to the neighbor's house, he'll say, "Hey, I'll be back in 10 minutes. We're a tight family that way. We always let each other know when we're coming and going," Randy said. CCTV footage from the family home shows Wesley leaving on foot at around 3 a.m. on Tuesday in the area of Ash Street and Cedar Avenue in East Abbotsford. He was later seen near the 7-Eleven store at McCallum Road and Cannon Avenue, but that was the last credible sighting of him. Related: police seek help to find missing Abbotsford man. APD media officer Const. Jody Thomas said the public has been extremely helpful in phoning in tips with possible sightings of Wesley, but none have panned out. "We have been searching around the clock for Wesley. We have been using such things as air support, the police dog. We've had boots on the ground. Search and Rescue has graciously been offering their services to us," Thomas said. She said police have also been pulling CCTV footage in various areas and have canvassed neighbors for any information. Thomas said police have also investigated whether Wesley might have been in touch with anyone in the online gaming community. "We've been pulling all of his social media and any gaming contacts, to see if maybe he met somebody new or to give us any hints. Thus far we have not located anything," she said. Randy said Wesley's personality has been pretty steady his whole life, up until the day before he disappeared. He said Wesley was exhibiting mood swings that his family had not seen before. "Whether it's psychological, chemical or other, you don't know. We brought it to his attention that day and he disappeared early the next morning," he said. Thomas said Wesley was not dressed for the weather conditions. He also did not take his wallet with him. A Facebook group, Find Wesley Bossman, has so far drawn more than 1,300 members as of Friday afternoon. The group has been sharing updates, including potential sightings and areas that have been, or should be, searched. Randy said the family is thankful for the amazing, supportive online community, and all the volunteers who have been searching for Wesley. He urged his son to contact the family, no matter what might be going on in his life. "You don't have to go down this road. Wes, you know we love you. We miss you, and we just want to know you're okay. If there's anyone nearby who can just give us a hint that you're okay, that's all we ask for," Randy said. Wesley is described as 6'2" and 120 pounds with short dark blonde hair and a brownish-orange mustache with traces of a beard. He was last seen wearing a dark long-sleeved shirt and navy blue jogging pants. Anyone who spots Wesley is urged to call 911 immediately. Related: search intensifies to find missing Abbotsford man. The family of missing Abbotsford man Wesley Bossman spoke at a press conference Friday, April 26, at the Abbotsford Police Department. Pictured are dad Randy and brother Daniel. Riley Mulvihill, Abbotsford News. The family of missing Abbotsford man Wesley Bossman spoke at a press conference Friday, April 26, at the Abbotsford Police Department. Pictured are mom Cindy, dad Randy, brother Daniel and sister Alex. Riley Mulvihill, Abbotsford News. Wesley Bossman was last seen in Abbotsford on Tuesday, April 23.